KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining us today, Emmanuel Lutheran Communities CEO Jason Kronk. How are you doing, Jason?
I'm doing great, John. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for joining us today. I know that we've got a lot going on in the Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, and particularly now with the coronavirus update. Can you kind of give us an idea of how things are working out at ILC?
Well, life has changed over the last 60 days anyway. I think we started February 1st asking questions of all the visitors if they had traveled to areas outside the country, and a lot of questions related to the pandemic. So we started screening February 1st at our entrances to our retreat and to the nursing home. And as we all know, this pandemic has changed weekly, daily, and sometimes by the hour over the last 2 months. And we find ourselves in a place today that is what I call a protect and defend. And we have are trying to keep all the virus out of our building. We have about 300 residents, 300 staff that work here. And we now have eliminated all visitors from coming in. We have just one entrance for our staff to come in at Buffalo Hill Terrace, which is now Buffalo Terrace is our independent assisted and memory support neighborhood. And we and that also includes our villas. We have one entrance for our staff to come through and for guests. So we secured the building, and anyone that comes into that building needs to be asked to let in from the front desk. Then also at the nursing home in the Emmanuel Skilled Care Center and our retreat, those buildings also have limited access for our staff to come in so that we can take temperatures, ask questions, and try to screen as best we can our staff every day to make sure that they're feeling well. And so it's kind of a new business in a way. We're now doing hotel-style room delivery to the residents that live here, and that's working well, has been for the last couple of weeks. And our dining staff, we have seven different restaurant-style dining rooms across campus, and they've all had to pivot to a new dining program, but I think it's working well. Staff are getting used to it. I think the residents and staff have been getting behind us 100% with the changes, knowing why we're doing what we're doing. And but it's not easy. They're all staying in your room or are not having much access out. We're trying to find ways to allow people to social distance in a safe way if they want to walk around the grounds or something that that's allowed in a safe way. But yeah, we've really had to make some changes to, like I said, protect the people who live here and protect our staff as best we can as well. So well, that's just a little bit, I think, of some of the changes that we've been making here during this pandemic.
Well, you certainly have no shortage of challenges.
Yeah, no, it's a vulnerable population that lives here, high concentration of older people that live here. So, it's high priority for us, of course, and for our community. And I think we want to make that the case for our state and federal governments to make us a high priority on their list when they're thinking of PPE and dollars to help us overcome the expenses that we may incur or are starting to incur already in preparation. So,
well, one of the things we're hearing across the country is personal protective equipment. You alluded to that, PPE. How are you doing with that there at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities?
You know, everyone is struggling with a national shortage of PPE, and everyone's experienced it and dealing with it in different ways. We have gowns, we have face masks, we have the N95s. We have been sourcing from different vendors all across the country and in Canada to try to find these supplies. We've also been very happy with a lot of local support for us to help us with our PPE. Heidi Hickthier, our director of our foundation, has coordinated up to 50 seamstresses in the last couple of weeks who are working every day to make gowns for us and to make masks for us. She's gotten, she's went out and bought the material for them, and they're making these new supplies for us. And that's quite a process that's happening. And we're so thankful for all the work that they're doing to help support us. And we so appreciate that. We have also been working with Thompson Precision, and Thompson Precision has a 3D printer. They've been making, I know, parts at times for the Jeff Bezos rocket at times, and I've been very impressed with their organization, and they have been working to build 3D masks, or building the masks with for our staff with their 3D printer, and diverting their time to support us. And so they're able to produce, I don't know, 4 to 6 of these masks that are very important and helping to build our supply line. And then I'll say Applied Materials. They've been making face shields, and we have been part of that recipient of the face shields that they're making as well. So those are just some examples of some grassroots community support that Emmanuel's been able to benefit from. And we're so appreciative of our community who's supporting us at a time when we need them the most. And if there are listeners out there, please go to our website. There's ways that you can participate. I'll just put a plug in, John, that they can go to our website at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, ILC.org, I believe, ILCorp.org, that they can find out about ways that they can help us during this really extraordinary time that we're facing. And it doesn't look like I'm going to see relief anytime soon. We don't feel we're going to be safe until there is a vaccine, which could be 18 months from now. And so we're going to be on guard and looking out for the people that live here for some time in a new way. So we're starting to adjust that way.
Well, you've sure got a lot of challenges there, Jason. And testing is another one of those challenges. And we're going to ask you how that's working right after this.
Experience memory support in a community of encouragement. That's The Lodge, a neighborhood within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. The Lodge is more than a place for those needing memory support. It's a place to live each day to its fullest, with programming designed to engage, promote wellness, and stimulate, under the care of highly skilled staff that are passionate about the care they deliver. The Lodge has residences available for your loved ones. The Lodge at Buffalo Hill. Memory care with the support that's needed for a beautiful life. To inquire about the residences, call 752-9625, 752-9625, or visit ilcorp.org.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
Our guest is Emmanuel Lutheran Communities CEO, Jason Kronk. So, Jason, what about testing? Until we get an idea of how many people actually have this coronavirus, it's going to be pretty hard for us to understand how we're going to defeat it.
Yeah. You know, testing is a huge problem. Many nursing homes are having difficulty with accessing the swab kits to do the testing. Emmanuel, we are not having that problem. Let me first start by saying we have zero residents, zero staff who have tested positive. So we're very thankful for that. But we, you know, not to say that we haven't had staff and residents tested over the last several weeks. We have, but they've all been negative for both seasonal flu and for the COVID. So we're blessed with that. Just during an average day, we're taking the temperature of our residents who live in our long-term care, post-acute care, our memory support, and the assisted living twice a shift to make sure that we don't see anything changing. And also, we have staff communicating with family members every week so we can keep up to date with things. But at, there's a problem with testing and the fact that when you do a test, the turnaround time, it takes 3 to 4 days to get a result, and that could cost lives. And if we want to keep people safe, we really need to do more timely testing. In a perfect world, we'd have that test. We could test every one of our staff that come through the door and get the results before they enter our building to make sure they do not have the virus with them. What was kind of disturbing last week. We heard from the CDC that published a report that said 57% of people testing positive for the coronavirus are asymptomatic. And so, you know, we could be taking the temperature and asking all the questions at our front desk as they come through, as staff come to work, but 57% are not showing any symptoms, and they're still testing positive. So that worries us tremendously. But until we have a test that can have a rapid turnaround on the spot, you know, we're somewhat vulnerable. So that's one of the worries that keeps me up at night.
Well, you mentioned your staff quite often here, and so I guess the question I want to know is, how are they holding up?
You know, the people are coming to work each day, the nurses, the CNAs, the therapists, the housekeepers, maintenance, laundry, our dining teams, they are all heroes. And they may be putting themselves at some risk to care for people who live on our campus. They're doing all they can in extreme circumstances, and we are doing all we can to support our leaders and to support our frontline healthcare providers and caregivers to help keep the morale up. Some of the things that we've been doing just in the last couple of weeks is we've organized food trucks to come to just have that open for our staff. It supports our local restaurants at a time where they need us the most, and it also benefits the morale of our staff. So we've had ice cream. We've had some businesses deliver pizzas. We've been very thankful for that, and so there's ways that we're trying to help them feel safe and comfortable and adjusting to this new world order. But if anyone does have any kind of symptoms or something, we ask them not to come to work, and we ask them to stay home for 14 days, and that can put an additional strain on staffing. Thankfully, we have hired enough of our frontline CNA workers. We are still recruiting for some part-time on-call CNA workers because we anticipate there's some staff that might have an immunodeficiency system or might have personal challenges that would prevent them from working if we do have a positive test here. So we're kind of looking to see that we can have staff at the ready to come in and help us should we need that. But staffing is a challenge. Staff have anxiety, and I think we're trying to address that and to help them feel supported. You need to be trained to work in our nursing home. You know, I wish we could leverage all of the unemployed people out there, but there's a certain skill level that's required to perform care in our nursing home, as an example. So, but we do have a free online training program, and if there are people out there looking for work, we will pay for your online training, and in a month, you can be a certified nursing assistant, and you can start working for us. But you'll have that paid certification. Again, you can do it from home. You can work for us, too, in that case. We have jobs that you can work as a non-certified person. So if people are interested in employment, please go to our website and look at our open positions. We do have some in dining as well, and so that's something that we continually try to find good people.
Annual Lutheran Community CEO Jason Kronk is our guest, and I think we need to take a little longer view on all this as we conclude our thoughts, and we'll do that right after this.
So, what is a true life plan community? Well, imagine life splendor every single day, with chef-prepared meals, a fitness center, a pool, independent residential living, assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory support, and future nursing care if needed. That's all within the same beautiful campus. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a true life plan community. So say goodbye to maintenance, surround yourself with majesty, and be connected to community. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance without headaches, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. Or go online to ilcorp.org. ilcorp.org. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
Our guest is the CEO of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, Jason Kronk. And so, Jason, you had indicated earlier that you know, we might be looking at a year to 18 months out here that we're dealing with this in some way, shape, or form. What do you see in the next at least month to 3 months anyway?
Yeah, I think this this pandemic is going to change our industry probably for forever, but at least in the near future. Right now, our community is watching us, and I believe we're rising to the challenge to protect and defend. You know, senior living is going to be judged on how effectively we organize ourselves to protect and support the care of our most vulnerable people in the middle of this global pandemic. And I think that that's one lens that that we have. But also, we're looking at ways that that we're adapting to the new changes that this pandemic has made a reality. And some of them have been positive for us that we're looking forward to. It's been the relief, the they've changed some of the Medicare rules to make it easier for someone to receive care in a nursing home without having a three-night hospital stay and be qualified under Medicare. That's a good thing for our citizens that need that type of support and care, and it's good for America to have that change to our Medicare program. We're happy. We hope that those initiatives stay. And I think another big positive that we're already adapted to is telehealth. And finally, we have smart government making changes so that we can have physicians paid to see and care for our residents from and without our residents having to go in the hospital. And so the more we can keep them in their home and their living environment and having telehealth be a solution is wonderful. I think it's something that hopefully will stay beyond this pandemic. So there are some positives that I think are already being realized. We've already started the telehealth. We do mobile x-rays, so we don't use that. You know, if someone needed to go and have something checked, they don't need to go in the hospital for an x-ray. We're doing our own lab draws with our own staff versus having phlebotomists come into our building. So we're doing a number of things to help improve, I hope, the quality of life for our residents without those myriad of transportation trips that we do every day between the nursing home, as an example, and the medical appointments in the hospital. So I think there's some positives that we are realizing already. I think there'll need to be some recognition. You know, we're working to advocate for a state to up our Medicaid rate, as other states in our area have done. In the Northwest, there's been three or four states that have already made changes to help support the nursing homes. And, you know, 60% of our residents are on Medicaid that live in our nursing home, and we depend on that rate. And now with higher costs that we're incurring for at least the PPE and the in-room service, there could be more costs with wages and benefits that we could incur. We need to see some support from our state on increasing our Medicaid rate to our state's nursing homes, and also on the federal level. We hope to see, we're advocating for dollars from the federal government, similar to what they're looking to provide hospitals for. We're just as important in terms of caring for our most vulnerable and our community's older adults. And we need some support financially to be able to continue to provide a safe place for people to live. So
well,
that's a little bit of what I'm thinking about.
Yeah. Well, you know, as always, we always have a conversation. We don't know exactly where it's going to go, but it's always filled with great information. And once again, Jason Kronk, you've delivered it. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you. My pleasure to be on the show.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.